Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
George, are you covering the big story at 5:45?
Is that man still counting to a million?
Oh, we haven't updated on that.
No, we haven't.
We should do that.
All right, we'll get an update on the million count man who is on the internet and his pants counting to a million.
Just which is the one you're talking about, though?
It's about a cake-making competition.
Oh, yeah, the woman who was the only entrant, but she came second.
Yes.
It's brilliant. I love that story.
What is it?
It says here, Jenny Brown, 62, entered her Victoria Sponge into a cake-baking competition and was initially pleased to have come second. But she was left shocked when a friend revealed to her that she was the only person to take part.
And you know why she came second? It's because it had the mark still from the wire cooling rack on it. And they did... And a little bit of greaseproof paper.
So that meant it couldn't win first prize.
Poor woman.
She knows. See, is that in 5:45?
Yeah, it's the lead story.
Good. Brilliant. Okay.
We've sent Tulip.
Well, who came first?
Oh, you! Feeling threatened.
Anyway, 5:45 then.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast.
Right, so this is about a first date where you drink and the other person doesn't. This is one of our listeners who had a first date like that with Russell Brand. Thought she'd have a few drinks to lubricate herself before she went round to Russell's house.
Kind of.
And he wasn't drinking at all because he doesn't drink anymore. He's totally on the wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Does sound like one of those Deirdre's photo casebook stories, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Saturday night and I'm all on my own. What am I going to do? Oh, it's a text from Russell, that nice comedian man I met, who looked like a scruffy hippie. I should call him back. Wait, maybe I should have a glass of vodka first. Right, I'll call him now. Maybe another quick vodka. Okay, I'll call him. One quick drink. Right, I'm a little bit drunk now. Here goes.
Hello?
Hello, Russell.
Hello, young filly, forsooth. You have returned my call, what I made in your general direction.
Fancy meeting up, Russell.
Forsooth, busty wench, I would enjoy that very much. Come round to my abode, which is where I reside.
Okay, see you soon. Russell wants me to go to his house. I wonder what he has in mind. Before I go meet him, I may have to have another quick drink. Oh, there's the taxi. Just a quick one before I go.
All right, love.
To Russell Brand's house, please.
Okay, darling, no problem. Blimey, you're steaming. If you're sick in my cab, it's 50 quid.
Here's Russell phoning me now. I wonder what he wants.
Forsooth, young filly. Hello. I'd be a swine if I didn't buy you a drink. What are you quaffing this fine evening?
What will you be drinking?
Nothing. I don't drink anymore. I'll buy you a very large bottle of wine.
Here we are, love. Russell Brand's house. I've seen a few come and go from here, if you know what I'm saying. Eh? Eh? Eh?
Thanks.
Careful not to fall out of the cab. Oh, too late.
Blimey, you look like a right dog's dinner, love. You're steamingly intoxicated, forsooth. Good actual morning. Come in.
Sorry, I'm a bit drunk.
Don't worry, love. I'll still sleep with you.
Thanks, Russell.
Have some wine first, darling. Right, are you ready?
That's how I think the evening went.
This is National Radio 1.
Breaking news.
It would say cake news, wouldn't it, in yellow and black across the bottom of the screen.
On Sky News, yeah.
You know how we're talking about this, Jenny
Hang on a second. Let's go over to Sky reporter Mark Chapman Thanks. With the latest.
Thanks. Exclusive to Sky News, I've just found out that Jenny Brown and her cake-making exploits, it's not the first time it has happened to her that she's entered a competition and suffered disappointment.
The cake lady.
So, right, you know that she entered this... She was the only entrant in a cake-making competition and came second. Because the cake had indentations from the oven rack on it, so she wasn't allowed to get the first prize.
This is one of the best things I've heard for ages.
Well, it gets better, because if you read on in the article, she then goes on to say her baking was subject to another strange decision. Jenny says, about 11 years ago, I entered a show with some fruit scones. I was the only entrant again, but I came third.
She's not having a lot of luck, is she? Bless.
I don't think I'd eat any of her food.
Radio 1, hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that, please?
It's Helen.
Hi, Helen, where are you today?
Southampton.
What's going on?
When I was at school, when I was about 13, I entered a competition playing the oboe, and I only came second. And I was the only person.
You were the only person?
Yes.
Like the cake lady?
Yes, absolutely.
And you were second.
Were you bad,
yes,
then?
I don't play the oboe anymore, though, and I don't think I was very good to start with.
That's brilliant. What did they say to you when you came second?
Just that I think my skills in the oboe weren't up to it.
Got it. Scott Mills.
Radio 1. Are you drunk?
No. Okay. It's Thursday, which means tomorrow is... Only bloody Friday. You can talk. Am I drunk? You were the dirty stop out last night.
Till about one-ish.
Right. We went out for a bit of food last night, a little bit of a drink, and we went to watch Scouting for Girls. You know them.
She said it's not about you.
Them, yeah. And they're very good.
They were brilliant, weren't they?
Very good. And I met Roy, the lead singer. He was a bit sweaty, just came off stage, but yeah, they were cool.
He was very pleasant, though.
Very nice man, yeah.
You want him to be a bit sweaty. You want him to put some effort into it.
I thought they were really good.
They were very good.
So after that, I kind of went home.
Well, no, before the gig... You kind of didn't make life particularly easy for me, did you?
In what way?
Well, because you lot had gone for dinner, but I was coming back from Birmingham, so I couldn't go for dinner, so I arranged to meet you outside the venue, which happened to be slap bang in the middle of London Soho, and London Soho is home, basically, to a lot of specialist adult shops. And from what I could tell last night, women offering various services and men offering various stimulants.
Yeah.
So you left me waiting.
Well, you were stood outside Prowler for 15 minutes.
But I didn't... It's very difficult to know where to stand. I got offered to go to about 3 strip clubs, various other offers, and a man walked out of Prowler and showed me the pants that he'd bought, which were a very snug pair of black trunks.
See, I'm sure they sell those pants in there that make your look bigger.
Is that where they do?
So you should have... Yeah, you should have nipped in and...
So basically, you left me...
Got some.
Got some, yeah. Yeah, I wasn't going to go into Prowler.
I decided I didn't really...
Well, there was a very strange pink poodle in the window.
I sent you a text going, go on, go in.
No.
Go in, go on.
No, so so you left me waiting outside Prowler for 15 minutes before you arrived.
Then there was the gig, which is very good.
Yeah.
And then I went. And then I got a text from you, this text, this morning at 1:01 a.m, which reads like this. I've just left the tranny night. I'm V confused. What happened?
So after the gig, then that cleared off, and then the second... event to happen in this place last night was a transvestite night. I think it's called Tranny Explosion or something like that. And I think that... So I stayed there. One of the ones that doesn't speak stayed there. And a few of the Newsbeat girls stayed there. They fitted in very well.
Did they?
Yeah. And...
Why?
Why? Because they just got into the spirit. I'm not saying they all look like men in drag. Well, a few of them do. But they all got into the swing of it.
Are you saying that Tulip Mazumdar looks like a man in drag?
No, I'm not. But Tulip Mazumdar was the first...
She was the ringleader.
She was the ringleader. She grabbed a man in uniform, I think. A man. I wasn't quite sure. And dragged him onto the dance floor for a dance. She was the first one on the dance floor.
What confused you about the evening?
Well, it was very difficult to tell who was who. And what was what?
Did you have another Steven Tyler from Aerosmith moment?
No, not really. They were all very nice.
And did you?
I got a lot of attention. It was.
Yeah, but did you?
No, I didn't cop off. No.
You can tell me. 1 o'clock's very late to stay for you.
Yeah. Well, it was a good night. There were lots of nice people there. But no, I didn't cop off.
Okay then. Radio One.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.